NSAT.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to hug you gently if I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, time I'm shouting through the war, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the word, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges, and we are the show that is, well, we like to think that we're freeing America of one enslaved mind at a time, although I don't think most of my audience is enslaved, cognitively speaking. They're here for more information, but we get first, second, third timers here, and they do need a little unenslaving to start with. I know I did. Anyway, we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the West Coast and from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast, and we got a good show for you. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by Kathy Rubio, who used to have a terrific show, No Holds Barred, and we're going to be covering a number of topics with Kathy. And in the second hour, we're going to be joined by Robert David Steele. It's a pre-record I did, and I ran it out there on YouTube, and some of you may have heard it. I would suspect most of you haven't, and I'll get into that in a moment here. But there's so much out there. Listen, there are forces out there that are trying to nuke this country, and they want to do so and blame North Korea, so we actually end up in a third world war. And this can't get enough play. The confirmation I've got on Steele's story is irrefutable, and from some of my best sources. A real missile was fired at Hawaii. We're going to approach that with him in the second hour. And in the third hour, I interviewed Ronnie McMullen, and you heard his ad for GetTheTea.com. It's a good product, but he's got great stories, great information, and we get into the Frank Olson saga. If you want to know how chemtrails got started, this is your show. This really is. This is going to be very interesting. So, we are brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals, Steve Quayle's company, my good friend who is converting soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals like gold. And this isn't for everybody, and he'll tell you. He'll tell you that directly. But it is for a lot of people, and if you have more than a couple of months of savings in the bank, you really need to think about starting the conversion, because it's a hedge against inflation, it's a hedge against your bank closing, it's a hedge against economic catastrophe. And how do you get a hold of Steve? Well, go to... Well, I tell you, I had a brain aneurysm there just for a minute. I was talking to Kathy before the show about these. Steve's number to get a hold of him is 406-582-4842, and I'll give that out again later in the show. Ready-Made Resources is another sponsor of the show. Ready-Made is absolutely fantastic because it's prepper's heaven. It really is. Anything you need for prepping, it's there. My good friend Bob Griswold, who was on with us last week, has anything you need from communications to water filtration to night vision, and there's financing available. Bob will be available probably tonight during part of the show, so go up to his website. The number is located there. You can see the products, and then reach out to him. And he actually is one of the few preppers who actually talk to you without charging you. That's right. He'll help you set up your prep, He'll tell you what you need to get started. It's absolutely fantastic. Also, my good friend Steve Quayle, again, is going to a conference, the Legends Conference, with many other great notables that we'll talk more about as it gets closer. But you'll want to reserve your place now. It sold out early last year. It'll sell out this year. It's in September. And I said, well, it's a long time off, Dave. I think it sold out in the late spring. So letting you know, and we have a banner ad for it up on the right-hand column of the Common Sense Show. Go click it on, and all the registration information is there. And then finally, we're brought to you by Numana. You don't think you need storable food? Well, you're going to think, well, everything's going to be okay then, right? There'll never be a problem. There'll never be a war. There'll never be a natural disaster. There'll never be a false flag. And if you don't believe those things, well, then storable food is for you. How do you get yours? Go to numana.com/Hodges. And for a short time, we're taking 10% off. That's right. Go to numana.com/Hodges. And we're taking 10% off with the coupon code Hodges10. It's a great deal. And really, if you don't have enough storable food or haven't even started, now's your time. Well, Kathy Rubio, as I said, used to be the host of a show called No Holds Barred, and she is no stranger to the airwaves. And we've had her on before to talk about some of the things in El Salvador that I want to revisit with her because of who is crossing our border in great numbers. And so, Kathy, let me just bring her on here, and we'll get started, get right down to it. Kathy, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Well, there were so many things that we talked about on the phone yesterday, Kathy, we were setting this up. So I'm going to kind of just leave this to you. Where would you like to start?
Well, I think I'll start back by telling people that I do still have a show. I am now on Call for Investigations.
Oh, good. How long have you had that now?
Probably about a year.
Okay, because I know you left the air for a while.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's public TV out of Seattle.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Great. We're going to definitely talk about that. But, I mean, you no longer have No Holds Barred. Is that right?
No. We're going to be starting it up again, but I'm just hanging in there. I got a guy from England that's going to be co-hosting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he gets moved and we get settled, we're coming on. And he's going to take care of the English side of things, and I'll take care of the U.S.
Well, that's great. Well, tell me about your TV show.
Well, the TV show is kind of interesting. It's only an hour, and you know it takes me usually more than that to get stuff done. But Call for Investigations is really, the host is Patricia. Can't think of her last name right now. Anyway, we call out for investigations to be done, and we are working with the public in having them help us do the investigation. And so we bring up the subjects, we report on the subjects, and then we call out for the researchers out in the public to get started and help us do the research. Then we come back later on and we report on that research, and it's amazing what these people are taking up.
And how do people watch this? Imagine it's just in the Seattle area, so how do they access it?
Well, I pre-tape on Mondays, and then I believe it starts showing on Wednesday, and it shows 5 times during the week at different times, so I really don't know about that. But once that it comes out on Mondays, I post my show immediately after on Gab.com, and everything comes out on Gab now. I'm not fooling around much with anything else.
Had enough of blog talk, that is?
Well, I have had enough of blog talk, and I've had enough of being censored. I'm all done being censored.
Yeah, I could write a book on that.
Oh, my gosh. I think it was about a month ago, Dave, that I had a guest on. I've always worked with whistleblowers. That's what No Holds Barred was all about.
Right.
And we brought a whistleblower on by the name of Cody Snodgrass.
Yes.
And he used to be a black ops person. You had him on as well. And the day that I had him on, you know how you and I always talk and I kind of know things that you didn't know and you know things I didn't know?
Yes, we're good resources for each other,
yes,
right?
Yes. And that's what happened with Cody. Cody worked a lot in Central America, and he was there working under the Clintons. I worked 12 years in Central America, so I knew about Cody. I knew about these things that were happening down there. One of the things I did not know is that Cody had been hired to do the Mura building bombing. And so we were reporting on that, and I knew the other half of the story that he didn't know of why they wanted to destroy that building. So I came out with that story that night, and the next day I was microwaved in my bed. And the microwaves hit from the bottom of my feet all the way up my neck. I had burns on my side, and my neck was all red, getting ready to burn before they quit. So I knew that if they wanted me dead, I'd have been dead. This was a warning. It was just a little thing to get me rattled. And it didn't really rattle me too much. I went the next day, I got taken care of, and got right back on the air again. What they didn't want out that day, and I'm talking about they, the Clintons, is because when they wanted that Mura building taken down, it was because at the same time that Cody was getting hired, and that he was hired to hide all of the records. That's what they wanted to destroy, was all the records. And Cody knew about that part, but he did not know this part. And the fact is that the Clintons were being directly attached to 50 murders. And there were 6 witnesses that had been being kept all over different parts of the Middle East. They'd been being hidden until the court hearings would come up. Well, the first 3 witnesses were flown into the country, and when Bill Clinton realized that they were there, he transferred them to the Mura building because he already had it planned to take that Mura building out. And they were...
Kathy, were these federal employees?
No, I don't believe they were. I think these were hired. They were hired by Bill Clinton to do the killings. They were going to be reporting on what they were going to do, what they did. So anyway, they got transferred over to the same floor where all those kids were killed in that Mura building. And they were killed as well, all 3. Now we got 3 more out there, and some months went by after the Mura building, might have been even over a year, and they decided to reschedule this hearing again, and Bill Clinton at that time is going through his impeachment process. And so they fly the other 3 into the country. The other 3 are on flight 800, and flight 800 is taken out of the sky, and over 225 people are killed that day, including those 3. So they could never testify. You know, these people will kill anybody. They don't care. They don't care who it is.
Well, the trail of bodies following the Clintons has been extremely well documented in so many sources we can't even count. This is my frustration with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They may not be able to get him on these murders, the cover-up murders, the suicides. There have been 3 of them in the last year since Trump has been president where they were going to come forward and testify against them for various things like stealing Haitian relief money. And these people end up committing suicide. One guy from the UN, retired official, dropped a barbell on his neck while he was bench pressing. That is not even believable. I lift weights. That's not even believable story.
But
Kathy,
themselves 3 times in the back.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Well, Kathy, the thing that's amazing, though, to me, is that they may not be able to get them on these homicides because they're insulated. But the low-hanging fruit are the emails, and Sessions won't touch them, and this is my frustration. The Clintons are never going to prison. I mean, I'm going to keep trying, and I'm going to keep exposing, and maybe one day there'll be a breakthrough. I don't care if they had one day left to live on God's green earth. I would have a party at my house, all listeners invited, if she ever goes to prison. But I don't think it's going to happen. Do you?
Yes, I do. I do believe that.
Give me hope.
Gonna happen.
Please, give me hope.
I'll try. I believe that Trump is very, very intelligent. He has a plan, but he can't pull the whole plan together until he's got them all in one area. And he has to have a place to put these people. They can't go to a regular jail because they are not going to live an hour in those jails. Probably not 15 minutes. So they can't. They have to have a different place worked out to put them in when they start arresting all these people. I believe that that's what they're redoing Guantanamo Bay for. I think that's what's happening. And that's not ready yet. The other thing is that if you notice what's going on with the market and with the crypto, all of these snakes are getting richer and richer by the minute. They made sure that they got the crypto coins into the market, and once they did that, they could control up, down, and around. And so they then know when to put their money down when they have all insider trading. They're not going to do anything that's going to hurt Trump right at this point because they're getting rich. But they're going to make us believe they are. And they're going to make us believe whatever they want us to believe by telling us every rotten thing they can tell us to keep us living on the edge. It's a psyop. Once that they are ready, Sessions will then be given an order by Trump and he will go do his job. But they got to have it all, I believe, in ready. Everything has to be ready at one time.
You seem to be implying here that we can somehow trust Jeff Sessions. He's only in hibernation. Is that what you're telling me?
I think so. I think so. And I think the same about Mueller. Mueller is insulated, yes, but do I think that he is dirty? He's definitely done some dirty things. But do I think that Trump trusts him? Yes, I do. And so I'm waiting. I'm holding back with any kind of negative thinking about the two of them because I just got to see that first big arrest. When that first one goes, the rest are going to go just like that.
Man, oh man, oh man. I got to tell you, Kathy, I love your optimism. And Liz Croken was on here a couple of months ago, and she's a really good investigative journalist. And she essentially told me the same thing you just said. Be patient. Here comes Sessions. But I just don't see it. I think he's owned. I mean, and you know what? We'll never know. I mean,
We will know.
I don't know. I don't. You know, you're right about one thing. Let's go and let's talk about something we do agree on. If the Clintons ever go to a cell, they will not live through the night because they know all the players in the deep state. They know too many secrets. They would have to be terminated. No question.
Yep. And you notice that their friends are turning their backs on them now. They're handing them over. They're taking their hands off because they know that they're going to be entrapped. This is done. It's a done deal. They have no more protection. They can't get any protection out of Saudi Arabia either.
Well, the Senate GOP has given Podesta and Clinton 2 weeks, which is 13 days too long, to basically answer the charges. They had something to do with the Russian dossier. Mm-hmm. That's a long time. You can create a real plausible denial, not deniable answer there. But, Kathy, I don't see it. This group is headed by Lindsey Graham. I mean, he's as far to the left as John McCain.
Yep.
So I don't see anything coming out of that. And this should be the function of the Attorney General, not a Senate group.
Exactly. But why is Trump insulating Sessions? He is insulating him. He could have got rid of him 10 times over already. He hasn't done it. Why? What does he know that we don't know?
Or what does... I hate to say this, but we also got to flip the coin over and look at the other side. What could it be that Sessions knows about Trump that Trump doesn't want out? And maybe this is why Sessions stays in office. Classic J. Edgar Hoover move, you know, blackmail all the presidents and you stay in for 7 presidents as director of the FBI.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm sure that Trump is no innocent in a lot of areas. But God put him in there for some reason. And I think part of the reason is that he's just as hard-headed as many of us. And no matter what happens, he's going to keep going. I probably would have run out of there with my tail between my legs a long time ago.
The movie The Pelican Brief comes up. And in that movie... there was unearthed corruption against a very large oil man. And a lot of people argue, were they really talking about David Rockefeller? Possibly. And in the movie, a point of law that could have swung a case against this guy went to the Supreme Court, and 2 Supreme Court justices were murdered. And, Kathy, if we ever get to the point to where Hillary's indictments look possible, I think we're going to see a bloodbath. I think the Pelican Brief would be tame compared to what we're going to see. What do you think?
I think that's probably true. I myself would buy the polls. Brand new, made of silver if need be, to hang them on.
Yeah.
And I'm not a person that believes in death, but I'd make an exception.
Well, I hear you. We're going to all have to take the big leap of faith at some point if we're ever going to bring any scoundrels to justice. Yesterday, I was invited to a Republican event. It was a large event, and all the notables were there in Arizona, and I got to spend some time talking to Sheriff Joe. That's Joe Arpaio, who's now making a Senate run, and he had a long run here as America's toughest sheriff. That was his moniker. And I was talking to him, and I asked him, I said, what motivated you, Sheriff, to come out of retirement after the pardon and run for the Senate? And he said, I got to go there and help Trump. And he went on to say, there's so much that's coming. And he didn't elaborate. But I will tell you, he's in a position to know. He used to work with the DEA, and he had intimate ties into the crime-fighting groups that would have dealt with the cartels. And then as the sheriff here in Maricopa County, where he dealt with these cartels coming into the country, he knows the story with terrorists, not just cartel, drug runners, and human traffickers. He knows what's coming into the country, who's coming into the country.
Yeah.
And I think this honestly is what motivated him to decide to run for Senate. So let me ask you this, Kathy. I know for a fact, and it's also been in the independent media, but I have it on good authority from Border Patrol sources, 2 of them, that MS-13 is crossing the border in waves, and they are congregating primarily in California. Do you know anything about this? And I know you've got a lot of connections to El Salvador, where they did a lot of base training with terrorist training and how to use a surface-to-air missile and shooting M-16s and all that stuff. I know about the training camps. We've talked about them before. But do you know anything about this MS-13 situation and what it's going to lead to?
Well, here's what I know. I know that Obama has his own military that he's building up, those little brown shirts. And I want to tell you people, those are not little 18 and 17-year-old boys like he presents out to us. Those are MS-13. And how did they get trained? They got trained because they are members of the military and the police in the Central American countries. All of them. Not just El Salvador. So they've been trained militarily already. And they're being brought in here from many other nations, not just Central America. That's why Obama's making all his little trips. Because they've been being trained the same way in these other countries. And they're flying them in here in military planes at night.
Mm-hmm. And I think I know one of the areas besides Central America. Let's try the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
That's right, yeah. And this is where also ISIS has a big presence, and this is where Trump has tried to help Maduro try to get control of his country. It's a mess in the Philippines, and isn't it interesting that the so-called lone assassin in Vegas, and I say that in quotes, in LOL afterwards, where was his base of operations? The Philippines.
Yep. And they're also flying them in from, Maduro used to be president there. I don't know what that guy's name is there now. Venezuela. And Bolivia. They're down into the South American countries. They're flying them in from Iran. These people. Remember I told you, Dave, when I was in Honduras, I brought a group of doctors out into the woods. We had to go down the river for miles to get to where we were going to go to help people. And on our way down, I ran into military from the FARC soldiers of Colombia, military that was in there from Nicaragua, from Honduras was there, and the Taliban was there, and we had the ones from Palestine, Hamas was in there. They were coming in from all countries, and they were being trained to talk with a Nicaraguan tongue, a dialect from Nicaragua. They were being trained Spanish, and they were given Nicaraguan papers to come right up our borders. Well, this has been now, I'm home 7 years. This has been 10 years ago, maybe more. And so this has already been going on for a very, very long time. And I got that out of the mouth of one of the soldiers that was there when I was giving them vitamins. They do just about anything for vitamins. So I know what was going on. I called up here. I tried to talk to Governor Pawlenty. He didn't want to hear nothing. He didn't want to know nothing. He just more or less had everybody hang up on me. So there wasn't any way for me to report it. And then the next call I got down there was from the embassy telling me I should go home, leave the country and go home. Because if I'm not going to be safe, I shouldn't stay there. To which I said, your only job is providing protection for me. That is it. Not to tell me to go home. And so they did provide for 1 year protection. This stuff has been going on for a long time. This is not just happening now. A lot of these people that got trained in MS-13 were in the militaries down there and sent up here to the School of Americas, or what used to be called the School of Americas. They renamed it something else now. So they've been taught their torture techniques. They've been taught everything by us. And then they go back there and they teach the others. This is not new.
No, it's not new. But here's a connection that I wonder about, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
I've written analytical articles on Russia's influence in our backyard, namely Latin America, South America, the Caribbean. And to my point, the Organization of American States held a meeting 3 years ago in 34 states, and they invited 32. The only two they didn't invite were the United States and Canada. And when you start looking at the military alliances and trading of military technology, Russia's influence in this sphere is undeniable, and it's huge. In fact, even, excuse me, Brazil is even partnered with Russia in developing space war weapons. I mean, this is how far it's gone. Nicaragua has submarines, and yep, they have all these alliances. I'm sure you're aware of this, right? All the way through South America into Central America, military yep, alliances with the Russians like crazy. How much do you know about this?
You know that China is also mixed up in this mess, and China is right now finishing up a port in Nicaragua. They never had a port there before. China built the port. They misplaced 10,000 people just to build their port. And they need that port because that's how they're going to pass everything up this way.
Well, exactly. And see, what I'm getting at here is the potential for a Red Dawn invasion is real.
Yep.
But you also would need fifth column forces in this country to negate Air Force bases that could refute or, basically push back an invasion with air cover. And this is, I'll just give you one example. With Clive and Bundy, and I couldn't believe more people didn't make this connection. And I'm not saying I'm smart or anything, but I caught it right away. When Clive and Bundy first had his deal with the BLM, it was all about, does he have a right to the cattle to go where they want to go, and can the BLM come in and extract minerals and basically wreck his ability to use the grazed land and all this stuff. That's where people focused, and they should. But one of the things that came out was Harry Reid's son was paid $5 million to facilitate a company called Cinta to move on to the Bundy land to be a Chinese solar energy firm. And that company is a front company for the Chinese Army. And they were right next to Nellis Air Force Base off an interstate highway. And we have the same damn thing here in Arizona on I-10, a solar energy farm right along the interstate going out to California. And it's about a 35-minute drive to Luke Air Force Base where we do F-16 and F-35 trainings. Kathy, I don't think these are accidents.
No, they're not.
I think it's a fifth column plan to basically assist a Red Dawn invasion.
Yep. But will it be Russia that does the invasion?
Well, Steve Quayle and I have talked about this a number of times, and I agree with Steve. Russia and China. And they will each perform different functions, but Russia and China. Russia gets the booty, China gets the infrastructure. That's how they plan to divide it up. So, you know, I think Trump is doing a magnificent job in many areas. He has stopped the Korean War cold in his tracks because it was he and the president of China that got the Koreans to come together for the Olympics, which has kind of toned down the rhetoric. But he can't solve all the problems. He can't stop the deep state entirely without more help. And this is what we're facing. Do you think, you know what I'm talking about, Kathy. You've lived it. You've seen the base camps. You know how they train the terrorists. I have too many sources that tell me what you have told me, what you've seen in person is true. I got to wonder how much Trump knows or doesn't know. Have you asked yourself that question?
I don't know, but I've written to Trump, and I had a response. within an hour after I wrote to Trump. So I know that someone there received my information, and the response was, I'm on it. So that's all I know.
No, there's a reason why he has surrounded himself with the Marines.
Yes.
Do you think, at first I thought, coup d'etat and assassination, and I know you're not there with that, so could it be basically so he can command the military if we are invaded?
I think, first of all, he wanted to put back a lot of the military that Obama got rid of, the good ones.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And so he worked with that, and now he's back to trying to build up the military. Because he's, like I said to him in the letter I wrote, the only way that they can win us is from within. They have to weaken us from within first. And every one of the people I know have guns. Guns under every little blade of grass, I think is the saying.
Yes.
So to weaken us, they have to do something else. They're going to cause us calamities that hit, I think, this is my conjecture, on all ends at one time. I think they're going to hit us on the East Coast, they're going to hit us on the West Coast, and they're going to cause the Madrid fault line to go. So they hit us from the center. And when they've got us so weakened that we have no food, we have no way to live, and this would be how Satan would work too. He would want us on our knees to him saying, please, I'll give you my gun if you give me food. My gun's going to come out of my cold, dead hand.
Kathy, I know you well enough to know you mean that.
I do. I absolutely
But unfortunately,
do.
A lot of our brothers and sisters here in America will do what they have to do to feed their kids in the moment that their kids are starving.
That's right. That's right. And that's what all of these disasters have been about. It is always testing us a little bit more and a little bit more. How far can they go? How far can they go? And I believe that when Trump came on board and we could see that he was starting to pick up on all this garbage and he was starting to get it straightened out a little bit, that was giving us hope out here. And we're going to stand behind him. I mean, I tell him that every time I end my show. You need help, just call us. You need help, we're waiting. We will help you.
You know, in the next hour, people are going to hear an interview I did with Robert David Steele, and I'll just give a brief glimpse. He wants to help the president bypass the mainstream media in more than just Twitter. And here's a man who is way up in clandestine operations, won many awards in the CIA, and President Trump is ignoring him. And it shocks me. And he's going to ignore you. And it shocks me that he keeps the same retreads that have deep state ties, like his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and his business relationship with George Soros. I'm befuddled at the president's behavior and his associations.
You know, Chelsea is married to a family member of George Soros, Chelsea Clinton.
Yeah, not surprising.
Yeah, and so they are intertwined, these people. Do I trust his son-in-law, Trump's son-in-law? No, not even to look across the street. No, I don't. Do I trust Ivanka? No, I don't. And I think that it's hard for Trump to know that we trust him, but we don't trust his family. That's been
well,
hard.
I agree with the two you identified. There are members of his family I do trust, but I agree with you. Ivanka and Jared, no way. They're playing for the other team, and I suspect they're following the money. Yeah. That's their whole motivation. Well, this whole situation involving Central America, it is interesting. We had two movies called Red Dawn, all based on the same theme. I do think it's going to happen. I really do. I don't know that Korea is going to be the impetus for it, but it is going to happen. And there's just too much stockpiling of Russian military equipment. I mean, Russian spy ships now are entering Havana, Cuba, and have been for 3 years.
Yeah.
And so they're basically turning Cuba into an intelligence gathering network island.
Well, did you ever think in your own mind, Dave, that Obama made up with Cuba because he's got a good heart?
No, I know why. But why do you think he did? Let's compare
because
notes.
He's training everybody's getting trained over there. They're strategically planted right here. We're going to see another pig, whatever it was.
the Bay of Pigs, yes.
Uh-huh. Bay of Pigs. We're going to see another one. These submarines, well, who has a military base over there besides us? Russia. Russia has the military base there. What does that say?
Cuban Missile Crisis, too. That's what it says.
And underneath Cuba, they have been digging tunnels all the way to Florida for years. Years and years. So,
yeah, that's a new one on me. Tell me more about that.
That's under there. They've been passing Cubans underneath there for a long time, but not the Cubans that we can trust, the Cubans we can't trust.
Are you saying this is something similar to Great Britain and France?
Yep, similar.
Similar structure?
Yep.
You just gave me some homework.
Yeah.
You know, I know. You're going to make me dig on this.
Yes, I am. And the kids are trafficked under there. The kids from Central America, when they go missing, they're taken into Cuba and they're trafficked up through Florida in those dang tunnels.
One of the things that I have found, and it really is not much of a secret, the reason Obama attempted to normalize relations with Cuba as much as he did, so he could pave the way for some of our prostitute tech companies to go into Cuba to help the Russians set up an elaborate, sophisticated intelligence gathering system.
Mm-hmm. And no doubt that's true.
With better technology than what the Russians possessed.
Yeah.
I mean, this was one of the biggest acts of treason by Obama. Shouldn't surprise mm-hmm. anybody. But this is what I was told. And you know, the love affair with Cuba didn't last real long with Obama. It was just long enough to get the technology transfer in.
Yep.
Well,
I don't know. The sooner we get that man behind bars, the better off we're all going to be.
Well, it is interesting here. What do you make of... have you followed the CalExit business at all? Because I think it does tie into what we're talking about.
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. We won't go there. I'll just suffice it to say that the nasty characters who we've been talking about are congregating in California, and George Soros is behind it, breaking California away. And I don't mean the 51st state. I mean out of the country and being a UN protectorate. And you got the Bank of China. You got the Mexican consulate involved. Listen, I got people who've been in the meetings. You know, I've had people on the show talking about these various and sundry characters. And the Obama people are huge. Eric Holder is in charge of the PR. It's absolutely... Loretta Lynch is involved now. So, and the idea was to break California away. And I think that was the first step. And that was the precipitation of bringing down our retail industry, because California is responsible for 25% of it. I think this was really the domino you pull out and everything else falls. But, Kathy, we're in a real mess right now. So what would you advise the president to do? What would be your first steps right now if you were sitting with him in the Oval Office? What would you tell him?
I first of all tell him to trust your people. Trust we the people. We will help you. We know much more than you think we know. And we've been out here researching many more years than you. I'm very sure of that. Myself, 35 years now. There are many of us out here. We know the truth. Trust us. And secondly, trust us to pray, because we will pray. God put you in there, and God will take you out. And no man will be able to do it in between. So you don't really have any choice but to trust us anymore. You can't trust the people you got directly working around you. And if the people don't trust who's working around you, trust us to know a few things. We do. I'm sorry that we don't trust your child, but because of who she's married to, we can't. And don't, under any circumstance, trust Netanyahu, because he's only going to lead you right to jail with him.
Well, I'll just say this as bluntly and as boldly as I can, and I want to just say this. Judaism is not Israel, and Israel is not Judaism.
That's right.
Israel is a dirty government run by a very corrupt and evil leader in Netanyahu. And it is my belief, and you're going to get some of this in the next hour, people, that it was Netanyahu that fired a missile on Hawaii that led
That's
to that
right.
alert.
You
that is my belief.
Right.
He wanted to start a war and blame North Korea. Why? Because North Korea is doing technology transfer with Iran, and he wants Iran to be attacked as well, and he thought it would be part of the deal if he started the world war, and I firmly believe that. And you notice how Netanyahu has escaped the noose of all his criminality? Charges are dropping against him left and right, where I thought he was headed to prison. He's not. He's the Hillary Clinton of his country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell you what, most of the people in Israel want him gone.
I know.
They really want him gone. And they're disappointed as can be that he's sliding out of so much of this stuff.
I've received a couple of emails over the past 16, 18 months from citizens from Israel who have traveled abroad, and they'll make up an email address, and they tell me, we don't dare send this from our country because the Mossad would be on us in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
they both said the same thing, and these were independent people. And these emails came, I don't know, 6, 8 months apart maybe. And in the emails, what they said was, we live in one of the most corrupt, sex-trafficked area, drug-heavy area in the world. Israel is so dirty, it's horrible. The people mm-hmm. live in fear. It's absolute tyranny. We're embarrassed of our government more than you're probably embarrassed, one guy said, by your own nation's imperialism. And he said, we need to get the word out, but we can't get the word out inside Israel. We would be assassinated by the Mossad. And this is what they both said.
Yep.
You think there's legitimacy to what they told me?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, I got missionary friends that have gone down there. And they have personally gone to see that their donations that they're making from up here are going to the people they're supposed to go to. People they are not feeding the poor. The donations that you make are going to the government, to Netanyahu. Stop making donations. If you're going to donate only to missionaries that are going directly there, that will see that the distribution is done right. And that's really good advice for any country right now, any country. Because these snakes are going to try to make money in every possible way that they can. I noticed now that they got Hollywood going after AIDS funding again. You think that's going to go to the AIDS funding? No.
No, no, no. It's going to pay off the lawyers who defend them from all these sex lawsuits.
Yeah.
That would be my first guess. Well, Kathy, we're near the end of the hour. You're such a joy and such a treasure in our movement here, and I want to give you an opportunity again to talk about your TV show, how people can listen and view it and follow you.
Well, they can go on to a public TV out of Seattle, and they'll print a schedule, and you'll be able to see when Call for Investigations comes on. And then there's another show out of there that Scott Bennett is doing as well. Again, a good whistleblower, and his schedule will be printed there too. So,
yeah, we've had Scott on a number of times here on the show, and he's a great resource as well. Well, Kathy, I'm looking forward to your show starting up again. I know you'll let me know when it does, because we want to publicize it.
We're going to have you on.
Absolutely. I'd be honored to be on. Well, Kathy, again, thanks for your courage. And thank you, by the way, and I wanted to say this publicly. Kathy was the one who made our really wonderful, revealing interview with Cody Snodgrass possible. She put the two of us together. So, Kathy, thank you again for that.
Very well.
And you're just such a joy to talk to and be with, because you're just so sincere. Because people, I know Kathy, and what you see is exactly what you get. I look forward to having you on again, and I'm going to have to check out your TV show. I'm sorry I wasn't aware of it, but I am now, and we'll
That's
help put
okay.
the word out.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thanks
very,
for joining
very
us,
much.
Kathy. You're welcome yep. so much.
God bless
Ladies and gentlemen,
you.
Kathy Rubio, and it's always so much fun when I have her on the show. I always feel so uplifted when I talk to her, because you know you're getting pure truth. Well, I'm going to tell you in the next hour, you may have heard this, but I will tell you, if you've heard it before, you're going to want to listen again, because I've listened to it three times, and I hate listening to my own interviews. I truly do. But I did on this because there was so much to learn, and I learned something each time I did. It's like one time through is not enough. And in this particular interview, Robert David Steele was, I think, more on point than I've ever heard him. And he has no trouble being on point. But here he was. And Donald Trump really needs to listen to what he suggested here, because I think it's a great idea. And I'll tell you, he names names, and he tells us who the scoundrels are. It's just a terrific, terrific interview. And again, I wanted to remind everybody that we are supported by my good friend Steve Quayle. And I really am telling you, as times get tough, and if you've got money in the bank, you've got some kind of investment in the bank, you really need to think about basically swapping it out for gold, because there will be, most of us will survive what's coming, and what you want to do here, folks, is be able to survive to a point to where you know exactly what your money is worth and not depend on fiat currency. Anyway, Steve's number to call him tomorrow is 406-586-4842. Again, that is 406-586-4842. And we will see you back here in hour number two with Robert David Steele, formerly of the CIA.